quit giving a shit what anybody else thinks.
Yes, Big Freddy. Now, how do you hang this thing up? Big Freddy, do you know how to hang it up with me? Big Freddy!
Good Lord.
Thank you for listening to the BFO.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he has trouble getting content for his show, and he just gave us 5 minutes of content for ours. That's awesome.
Thank you, Big Fatty.
Thank you very much, Big Fatty. First of all, I want to say what I really want to know, if anyone doesn't listen to Big Fatty or doesn't know who he is or how he fits into the Pride 48 community, what they just thought of that whole phone call. But no, that's awesome. I kind of have steered away from Nasty Pig, and it's just, I guess, taste preference and whatnot for me lately, but you can't go wrong with those closeout sales, and that's what we keep on telling. Like, yeah, when you see a sale like that, you can't pass it up because it's an awesome opportunity.
And sometimes it only makes sense to buy on sale because some of this stuff is kind of expensive. And well, you're like, you know what? There's no way I'm paying $50 for a pair of shorts, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great because when it does go on sale, you're like, well, yeah, you know what? I'd pay $30 for those shorts, right? And,
yeah, exactly.
You know, off you go, right? And then you're like Big Fatty and you're all geared up.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And it's just, I guess, taste preference and whatnot for me lately, but...
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1851 of the BFO for Thursday, the 26th of February, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a list, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, Umbra Shooters. Big Freddy, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are Umbra Shooters, because Big Freddy, it almost sounds vulgar. It's true, because y'all, here in Charleston, it's raining. It's cold and rainy, and y'all, that'll make for good sleeping for Big Freddy. But Big Freddy, y'all, it's going to be raining cats and dogs. Big Freddy's and his squeaky kitties and puppies? No, cats and dogs. It's going to be raining Thursday morning, but can clear out. And y'all, it's going to warm up for the weekend. So, y'all, it's yes, Big Freddy. And so, there you have it. There you have it. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, Thursday the 26th, Big Freddy, isn't that yesterday where he is? Well, it's, you know, y'all, this is one of those mixed up celebrations of exiting the birth canal. You know, I'm recording this on the 25th, which is the 26th, where this person is, but y'all, it's for the I'm recording for the 26th, which will be the 27th, where this person is, but y'all, it's regarding a celebration of exiting the Big Freddy. I'm already confused. Math is hard. It is the celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. You know him. You've met him at the Pride 48. You know him from the celebrity death phone. Yeah, hi, guys. Y'all, it is the one and only Artie Gross, Big Freddy. Artie, I know that the dates and all are all scree-pooey. Big Freddy Screwy Pooey? I don't know. But I know that we are wishing you a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Freddy, I hope that Adam and Daniel over there at the Dubious Intentions are appreciative of him calling the death phone so much that they make sure he has a special telephone shaped key. Hey, I see y'all back over here at Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all, evidently there have been some submissions lost just haven't been posted. Y'all have put in a request to Spot and Crazy to check on it. It's like, yes, Big Fatty, it needs to be checked on. Y'all, the last time we was over here, that Patrick Plain spotted Big Fatty at the New York Fashion Week. And y'all, the fashions Big Fatty's wearing, it looks like it's a giant rocket ship with two testicles. Big Fatty, I think that's anatomy. Oh, okay. Speaking of anatomy, Patrick Plain spotted Big Fatty again on the way to market. And y'all, Big Fatty's driving a tractor with a giant pig in it. Big Fatty, do you know who the pig is? It's a nasty pig, I think. No, Big Fatty Volga. But y'all, there's giant testicles hanging out. Big Fatty, maybe it's you. It is a nasty pig. And y'all, Patrick Plain again. I think I just spotted Big Fatty at the Kohl's. It says, why taking a dump in a Kohl's dressing room is never never a good idea. Big Fatty, you need to run to the toilet, not the dressing room. Volga. Yes, Big Fatty, we hear that. We hear the rain hitting the air conditioner in the Fat Cave. It's true, y'all. It's beginning to come down, and you probably hear it. Big Fatty, we don't hear it now. Y'all, as I do on Wednesday, y'all went to the Vons East during my lunch hour. And y'all, they had the coupon for the $50 gas card, $10 off the $50 gas card if you spent $50. Big Fatty, $50 is easy to spend at the grocery store these days, it's true. But y'all, I've been wanting some Italian spaghetti, some of that good old Italian Mussolini spaghetti. So y'all, I picked me up some ground beef. And some a couple of cans of the crushed tomatoes. Y'all, they had them on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got me a red onion. Y'all, I had a coupon for $1 off the citrus solid that I like to get. Y'all, it's the oranges and the red grapefruit and all. It's delicious. Y'all, I picked up a little box of angel hair pasta. Y'all, it was on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, picked up a couple of quarts of the strawberries. They were 2 for $4. $4. Y'all, they have the garden solid. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I picked up some prepackaged frozen meatballs to go in my Italian Mussolini spaghetti. They were on sale. Y'all, I needed egg whites. They were on sale. Big Fatty, some ground chuck, some shaved Parmesan cheese. They had the sliced luncheon meats on sale, so I got some ham and some turkey and some I believe it's cotto salami. Big Fatty cotto! And let's just see what we got here. And y'all, I got the gas can. And y'all, I looked old today. So I got the old person discount. Y'all, I spent $95.06, but I saved $26.85, plus I've got $50 worth of gas. Big Fatty, you got more than $50 worth of it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm just going to natter a little bit. Y'all, while I was at the Vons East today, y'all, you'll never guess who I ran into there. Big Fatty, I was surprised you ran into him, y'all. It's someone that I haven't mentioned much here on the BFO. Y'all, it was the Farkles, Fred and Fanny. You know, the Farkles, they have dark hair and a good eyesight, but curiously, all of their children have red hair and wear glasses, just like their good friend and trusted neighbor, Ferd Burfel. One of their daughters, Flicker Farkle, never talks, but only yells, "Hi!" The youngest is Sparkle Farkle. They also have the twins, Simon and Garfarkle. Despite being identical twins, one is white and the other one is black. Benny. Y'all, if you don't know what I'm talking about, y'all, the Farkles, Fred and Fanny Farkle and Ferd Burfel. Y'all, they were on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In back in the day. And y'all, it was just a little skit at.
Anyway, it was one of those things that they would talk as fast as they could about the Farkles and Fanny and Fred Farkle and Ferd Burfel and Sparkle Farkle and Simon and Gar Farkle. Big Fanny, it just sounds silly. It was silly, but y'all, if you don't know about the Farkles, go over there to the YouTubes and watch a clip of Simon and Garfarkle and Sparkle Farkle and Fred Burfel and Fanny Farkle. Fanny, we love Fred Burfel. Anyway, y'all, that reminds me. You know, that takes me back to another time. Y'all, like the Charles Chips did earlier this week, and y'all, I got quite a few comments from folks, and I dare not try to mention them all, but I'll mention the ones that I can remember. Y'all, that Moose P remembers the Charles Chips and a Guru Nudie. Big Freddy, is he from Tampa? He is. In fact, that's where that popcorn company was that bought the Charles Chips, I believe. But Kingsley? Kingsley remembered the Charles Chips? Big Freddy, I wonder if Kingsley remembers Sparkle Farkle. I don't know. And Guy, I think it was that Guy in Denver. Was it Guy in Denver? Or was it David in Denver? Big Freddy, we don't know. It was somebody in Denver. Sparkle Farkle from Denver. That's it. Anyway, it reminded people of a time long gone by. But y'all, speaking of times long gone by, do you remember when the McDonald's hamburger was 10 cents? And you could watch them French fry the potatoes and everything through the window. Y'all, with Vader, old Vader. Y'all know old Vader, don't you? Yes, Big Freddy. I believe he's related to Simon and Garfunkel. I believe he may be, or maybe even he's a good friend with Ferd Burfel. Yes, sir. And y'all, Vader was telling me that the McDonald's is beginning to consider doing table service. Y'all, I can't imagine the McDonald's doing table service. But y'all, they're evidently trying it out down there in the future. And I know they're doing it in the New Zealand down there where Arthur is. Arthur, have you been to the McDonald's for the table service? Big Freddy, who knows? But anyway, Big Freddy, I think he's good friends with Fanny Farkle. I'm sure that Arthur remembers Fred and Fanny Farkle and Ferd Burfel. But anyway, Big... But maybe they have it in the Australia also. Maybe the birthday boy can go check it out down there in the future. Big Freddy, that'd be lovely. Just something that old Vader mentioned that I thought I'd pass along. Y'all, speaking of old Vader, y'all, he comes into the coal mine this morning. He goes, "Oh, I've made homemade pretzels." And y'all, I'm thinking stick pretzels, and I'm thinking, well, why bother? But y'all, he made the big thick chewy pretzels, and y'all, he made them like a bagel. You know, you have to boil them for a while, and y'all, then he put cinnamon sugar on them, and y'all, I brought one home at lunchtime, and he had suggested that I stick it in the toaster oven for about 10 minutes at 400, and y'all, I did that, and y'all, it smelled like one of those Annie M. Big Freddy, is that like the Wizard of Oz? Not Annie M, Annie Ann. Big Freddy, it's very different. There's no place like home. The Annie Ann pretzel stands in the mall. And y'all, I put a little butter on it. Y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. But anyway, thanks to old Vader for that. Y'all, old Vader, I gotta tell you, Vader will not be in the coal mine today, Thursday, or Friday. it, because y'all, he's planning another trip. You know, it's a new week, a new trip, and y'all, he's been wavering. Big Fanny, that's what Fanny Farkle used to do too, along with Sparkle Farkle. It's true. I think he was trying to arrange a trip with Sparkle Farkle, but Big Fanny, is that like Poodle McNoodle? No, it's nothing like Poodle McNoodle. But anyway, old Veda and Sparkle Farkle, we're going to go to some horror event out in, I want to say it was in Kentucky. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N-T? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-Tucky. What was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. Ask Sparkle Farkle. But what was I saying? But then he decided he wasn't going to go to that. And then he decided he wanted to go where there was some snow. So he thought he'd go up to Boston. And y'all, there was just too much. It's too much. Too much snow up there. So he thought he'd go to Virginia Vagina. Then he decided, no, it's too cold up there. And then he thought about going up to Carlotte, up to Charlotte, North Kakalaki. But y'all, there's evidently something going on up there. And the hotel rooms were like $400 a piece or something like that. And Big Fatty, he'll probably just lay in the bed and eat the rest of those pretzels or something. He very well may just do that. Y'all, I gotta tell you, I'm really, really excited for the what do you call it? The Survivor? Oh, Big Fatty, you're not prepared. You're moving around and we can't hear you. It's true. Y'all, the Survivor and the Big Run, I didn't sleep worth a shit on Tuesday night. But I'm hoping that there will be a remedy to that. Big Fatty, perhaps you can ask for an old wives remedy from Fanny Farkle. Oh, could be. y'all, what is that? Oh, y'all, I got the, that's the one other thing I didn't mention on the coupon. Y'all, I got the two chicken bazooms. Y'all, was that on here? I don't remember seeing that on here. Let's just see here. I guess I did have the two chicken. Yeah, there it is, right there. But I had the chicken bazooms from a lunch, along with that. I only ate half of the pretzel that Veda gave me, but anyway, I had the rest of it for my brothkas. y'all, I had the chicken bazooms, and y'all, they were pretty good. I think the secret to having the chicken bazooms from the Vonsies is not to have them every week. Big Fatty, too much of anything except perhaps gentlemen. Y'all, speaking of gentlemen callers, I don't know what's happened. I do not know what's happened to my old, most regular gentleman caller. Y'all, it's almost like he's, you know, for a while there, he would come and have a good time. Big Fatty, don't talk about him coming and having a good time. Then he'd disappear for extended times. Y'all, I hope this is not one of those times. I hope he's just busy. I hope he's busier than a one-legged man at a three-legged race. Big Fatty, that didn't make any sense. I know it doesn't. It's kind of like Ferd Burfel and Fanny and Fred Farkle and Sparkle Farkle and Simon and Gar Farkle and Big Fatty. Are there others? I'm sure there were, but I don't remember them. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, the funny part about that whole Farkle and Ferd Burfel and all, y'all, it'd be, hi, this is Fred Farkle, Fred, Fanny, Fanny, Fred, Fred, Ferd, Ferd Burfel, Fanny Farkle, Ferd Burfel, Fred Farkle, Fred Burfel, Ferd Burkle, Ferd, you know, and Sparkle, and this is our daughter, Sparkle Farkle, Ferd Burfel, Sparkle Farkle, and then, of course, the twins, Simon and Gar Farkle, Ferd Burfel, Simon and Gar Farkle, Fred Farkle. Big Fatty, we're so confused. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the Underpants show. That's Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O. And Turnip Head, what do you think of old Fanny Farkle and Ferd Burfel and Sparkle?
And it's just, I guess, taste preference and whatnot for me lately, but...
Oh, so you loved it, huh?
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.